From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Despite a few legislative setbacks, Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan says he's proud of the Senate's priorities during this year's legislative session. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
A bill Duncan championed that would have allowed parents to use tax dollars to send their kids to private schools did not make the cut, but he plans to bring it up again in the future. Meanwhile, Duncan praised the passage of bills that included a teacher pay raise and other education initiatives throughout the session.
Education is going to be a big part of our continued push here in the Senate. 11 million Georgians expect us to get it right. It's a bipartisan solution that we're going to try to figure out.
Governor Brian Kemp has until May 12th to sign bills that did pass. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Meanwhile, a bill passed by the Georgia legislature this year in reaction to the state's opioid problem will expand access to a drug regimen that can prevent HIV infection. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains that.
PrEP is short for pre-exposure prophylaxis, and when taken faithfully, PrEP drugs can actually prevent people who get exposed to HIV from getting infected by the virus. Health departments across Georgia have already been pushing PrEP access, especially in communities south of Atlanta, where black people are disproportionately affected by HIV. The just-passed bill would create a three-year pilot project for PrEP access in primarily North Georgia communities, where intravenous opioid drug use is high. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will be used to pinpoint exactly which communities need the intervention. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
In baseball, the Atlanta Braves picked up their second win of the season last night, beating the Chicago Cubs by a score of 6-4. Before the game, Braves manager Brian Snicker offers support to former manager and Hall of Famer Bobby Cox, who suffered a stroke earlier this week.
He's holding up great, as Bobby would. I mean, he's a strong man. He's very determined. He's got a strong will. It's just something right now that we're all just doing a lot of praying.
On the field, the Braves scored four runs in the eighth inning to come from behind and beat the Cubs. Atlanta and Chicago will play one more game at SunTrust Park tonight at 7:20. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org.